You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast.
It's time for the Entrepreneur Zone with Steve Reed on Zone Radio.
All right, Steve Reed is in the studio with us this afternoon, and it is time for the Entrepreneur Zone. Welcome back, Steve. And this afternoon, you've got some interesting things, but you did mention the fact that you're going to be mentioning a number of points in this afternoon's discussion. Success factors of small business owners in South Africa. And I'm assuming that you're going to be listing those this afternoon,
start with them.
And you've asked that listeners should pay attention to what you're saying. And if there's anything that they would like to elaborate on in future sessions, they're more than welcome to WhatsApp on that particular topic.
Fantastic. Exactly that, Richard. So listeners, you know, it's easy to start with identifying what causes businesses to fail. But let's think about thriving rather than surviving. So I'm going to share with you 10 reasons why businesses succeed, and this comes from an article by Success Harbor. So let me just list the 10, and then we'll go into that a little bit. But if you're interested in unpacking it in the future, then please just send a WhatsApp through to Richard. I'm sure you know it, or he will give the number to you.
The number is 072-447-8044. All you have to do is just list the topic, and we'll pass it on to Steve, and then he can build future Entrepreneur Zone features around that.
Fantastic. Thank you for that, Richard. So, listeners, the 10 reasons why businesses succeed, I'm just going to read them, is direction, speed to market, being financially savvy, dedication, perseverance, being quick to adapt. Number 7, knowing how to attract funding, confidence, being efficient time managers, and execution. If the time allows and we reach the end of that, I'm going to touch on a bit of research that was done at Stellenbosch University about South African small businesses and the crucial role that they play. So here are 10 reasons. Firstly, direction. Every business needs someone, a leader, who has a vision. And the reason is, during difficult times, challenging times, the business owner needs a clear idea of the end mission and how the company will get there. A good business leader keeps the long term in mind while dealing with the short term challenges or difficulties. There will be inevitable challenges, there will be inevitable road bumps, but you really need to have your eye on the prize. Secondly, speed to market. I've seen that, Richard, how oftentimes people fuss around their business idea, their product or their service, and they take forever to get that to market. Listeners, you can't be second when it comes to getting to market, especially with the rate of technological development. The faster a business can produce its service or product, the better chance it has of success. Small and medium-sized businesses often have to compete with established industries. One of the reasons small businesses often succeed is that they reach the consumers first. So you actually have a leg up there. Thirdly, being financially savvy. Successful businesses, they know how to work within a budget. They also know how to manage cash flow. I'm busy reading a book called The Wealth Chef. And this lady knows what she's talking about, Ann Wilson. And one of the things that is a non-negotiable is that you must know where your money's going, where it's coming from, and you must over time learn to build considerable assets. Cash flow, ladies and gents, is crucial to the success of any business, and making sure there's cash in the bank plays a vital role. For instance, making sure you get paid on time can make all the difference between success and failure for a small business. Now, you might say, but you know, it's out of my hands. I want to challenge that and say oftentimes, yes, with big business or even with government, there are delays. But that should not stop you and I from keeping our end of the contract, and by pushing and by reminding as well. Knowing your numbers and keeping on top of the finances, that's a key skill for any business owner. The fourth one is dedication. Well, business owners need to be leaders who are willing to work hard and stick to their goals. So they must be dedicated. They must walk the talk. This leadership will inspire others to commit and to align with the company's mission. It's important to have everyone on the same page, engaged and dedicated to the company's goals, but it starts with the man or woman who is the business owner. So let the engagement level, let the enthusiasm level be set by yourself. Number five is perseverance. I suppose another word for that, Richard, is resilience.
Mm.
When times get tough and the road to success offers huge challenges, business owners need to persevere to achieve success. I just want to pause and say, for example, the tariffs that Trump's proposing have a huge knock-on effect for the businesses that supply automotive companies, the businesses that supply even agriculture, etc. So there are tough times. And there will be times when the best option feels like, man, I'm just giving up and going home. And that's when you say, no, wait a minute. I am going to push through with this. I'm hurting. It's tough. I may even be bleeding, but I'm going to persevere. Perseverance. Number six, be quick to adapt. Quick to adapt. Richard, do you remember here in good old Fishhook, there was a video shop?
Mm.
And where I think the Crazy Store is now. And I think when it was operating, it was doing pretty well. There were lots and lots of people there from whenever it opened to when it closed. But of course, streaming businesses came on. And I don't know if there are any video shops around anymore. If they are, they're almost like museum pieces.
Mm.
My child, when I was your age, I used to go. So you need to be quick to adapt. Successful businesses are comfortable with change. As someone said, the only constant around you is change. Good leaders know how to adapt and to make good decisions, often without a clear roadmap. As a result, they take advantage of opportunities that others might miss. Number seven is knowing how to attract funding. At some stage of your growth, at some stage of your development, you are going to need to scale, you are going to need infrastructure, you're going to need to maybe invest in property. And a good business owner knows when the time is right to access funds. It's not always the right thing to start with by putting yourself at a real disadvantage by having a big loan. Whether it's in equity funding from investors or debt finance through a bank, savvy business leaders know how to generate capital to give them the best possible chance of success. This may be one that we look at in the future, Richard, because there are some really lovely tools that help to show where you are in terms of whether you're ready for financing and also to whom you should approach, who's going to be the funder. So that may be one. Knowing how to attract funding. Number eight, interesting one, confidence. Successful business owners are confident in themselves. They're confident in their business. They're confident in their ideas. But please notice, listeners, that's not arrogance. That's not cockiness. But rather an unwavering and unshakable commitment and belief within the person about what they're doing and what they're trying to achieve. All leaders of successful businesses have it. And you know, it's contagious. It influences both employees and future clients. Number nine, this thing that we don't always manage well, and that's being efficient time managers. Because great business leaders are good time managers. They have routine and they have processes in place. Often automated, which means they can spend more of their time working on the business rather than in it. Michael Gerber, in his classic The E-Myth Revisited, talks extensively about the difference between working in your business and working on your business. And I think he points out that there's really only two things that will secure that. One, having processes, written processes, standard operating procedures, if you like, in place. And two, having a staff alignment that is clearly there to advance your business. Those two things. And then the final one, listeners, is execution. Arguably, the most important difference between a business that succeeds and one that doesn't is this thing called execution. You know, lots of people can have a great idea. And there's planning and there's strategy and there's goals. And what we said at the beginning, there's vision. But if you don't put them into action, and quite simply, you do not have a business. Knowing how to execute effectively sets successful businesses apart. I'm going to take a segue to the rugby. And I think one of the reasons that the Springboks are succeeding and continuing to succeed is that they don't just plan. They don't just have vision for where they want to be in the next World Cup, etc. They execute. You know, they learn from the stuff. They take the hard knocks. They take a poor performance against Italy in 1 week, and then they turn it around into a very strong performance. What is that? I think that's a tremendous coaching staff led by Rassie that says ideas are great, but execution is the thing. So listeners, those 10 areas, direction, speed to market, being financially savvy, dedication, perseverance, being quick to adapt, knowing how to attract funding, confidence, efficient time management, and getting stuff done, execution.
Knowing how to attract finances is one that's come up that people would like to hear more about.
Okay. I will plan for that, Richard, in the future. And maybe even get a financial organization to sit in on that as well. But let me go. I think I've got a little bit more time. You know, in 1996, South Africa, most South Africans were resisting entrepreneurship. It's a measured thing. Preferring formal remuneration and employment. But you know what? It's changed, and people have begun to realize the importance of entrepreneurial businesses as unemployment remains a defining feature of the country's challenges. In fact, in South Africa, we're still not doing very well in the entrepreneurial world because the failure rate of small businesses in our own country is among the highest in the world. Some reports say that over 50% of them fail to grow, okay? So ticking over is not really growing. So this research comes out of Stellenbosch University, which we're familiar with, and I think they're credible. And these MBA students, four of them, they looked at the success factors for small business owners in South Africa. So I thought, okay, let's see how much it aligns with those 10 factors as well. The first person did a study of 7 small business owners from Khayelitsha and Mitchell's Plain. Those people had been through an incubation program. And here are financial and non-financial factors that have an impact on the business success. Firstly, financial, economic conditions like inflation. We could say Trump's tariffs, etc. All the participants noted with concern that their small businesses were extremely vulnerable to economic conditions such as high inflation, which negatively affected input costs like fuel, electricity, and raw materials. It also affected the disposable income of customers and made them more price conscious. Interesting one, business plan. Now, I've never been a fan of the so-called or the typical business plan, but I'm a huge fan of business planning. Of the participants interviewed, 71% regarded their business plan as important for business success. And I want to suggest that the reason is they themselves, with the assistance of the university, built their own tailored, relevant business plan. It wasn't something that they farmed out. It was something that they did, and therefore it was precious to them. Thirdly, third financial factor, and the one that we're going to look at in the future, is access to finance. All the participants indicated that access to finance for expansion and growth was a factor required to achieve business success, while 57% indicated that they required funding to relocate their home-based businesses into business premises. That's an interesting one, because they thought that the visibility, the brand consciousness, etc., and brand awareness, that would elevate the business and therefore the profitability. But there were also some non-financial factors which they reckoned were important to business success. Human capital. All of the participants reported that they struggled to find reliable, committed, mature, experienced, and affordable employees. According to the participants, younger generations lacked perseverance. I want to say it again. They said that the young people, that many of them, not all of them, but many of them that came, lacked perseverance. So young people out there, one thing that you can do to change the future, your future, is up your perseverance. Do a course like the growth mindset. Learn what it means to stick it out. So absenteeism, late arrivals due to transport problems, self-entitlement, and an unwillingness by staff to learn more of the business negatively affected trust levels between small business owners and their employees. Another one was time management, which was also one of the 10. All participants said time management was important for business success. They thought the lack of skilled and reliable staff to take over certain daily functions negatively impacted their ability to attend to various aspects of their business, like marketing and business growth. A third one was customer service. Seeing the customer as king. All the participants regarded customer service as key to achieving business success. Participants associated the following with customer service. These words: integrity, creating a unique and memorable customer experience, genuine connecting and communicating with clients, building and maintaining relationships, product knowledge, prompt response to inquiries, and resolving issues raised by dissatisfied customers. It's not if that will happen, it's when it happens. Because, you know, inevitably there's going to be someone or something that causes the ball to be dropped. And it's how you respond. Now, the lovely thing about these findings, Richard and listeners, is that it doesn't take too much attention to change things, like genuine connection, communicating often with your clients, building and maintaining relationships. So that's a great one. And then the final one was business identity. An unexpected finding, not explicitly found in literature, was that 57% of the participants regarded a unique business name as a factor required to achieve business success. That's an interesting one. You know, I chose mine, the name, because it was the title of the book. But it's also a difficult name to, you know, how do you say that? But they're saying, and if you've got an interesting or unique business name, it can count as much as nearly 60% towards success. They also went on, another finding was that it is about training, financing, research, about the impact of crime, about competitors and networks. So they found that businesses that implemented training and therefore were willing to grow and expand, the older the business, the more readily the owner will implement business training. The more experience the owner has had with previous employers, the more readily the owner will implement business training. The higher the education level of the owner, the more readily the owner will implement business training. The higher the number of employees, same thing. The higher the number of training days, the more readily the owner will implement business training. This means the more training days the business owner has attended, the higher the probability of implementing the elements learned during the training. There is a positive correlation between years in operation, number of training days, the small business owner's level of education, and the number of employees employed with the elements of training that the small business owner implements. And then they finished off with the importance of understanding your customers and competitors. So, you know, the construction industry had a boost with the World Cup, but then it fell off again. Growth slowed down after that. And Odorili Mametse, who is one of the students, MBA student, looked at the impact of market orientation on the financial performance of construction firms, asking why is management's understanding of the firm's customers and competitors important for financial success? I'm going to finish off with just this what he found. This research therefore wanted to determine whether the market orientation of SME companies in the construction industry had an impact on their financial performance. The relationship between the financial performance of a business and the three components of market orientation, namely customer orientation, competitor orientation, and interfunctional coordination, was studied. The results confirmed a positive relationship between market orientation and financial performance, i.e., the more you know your customers, interact with them, the more you understand your competitors, the better you will perform. The implications of the study for management and other interested parties is the need to put more emphasis on understanding the customer, understanding the competitor landscape in order to be market oriented. So listeners, those 10 that we started with, I think there were 4 that came out in the study. And these are businesses in the Western Cape and in South Africa. So they're not in America. They're not in a first world country. We can do something about our growth. And may it be that these factors help you to consider which am I going to consider to build on for the future.
Or just do an audit of the ones that you are covering and if you're covering them adequately.
Lovely, you know, Richard.
Because sometimes we think, oh, I got that covered, but have we?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that we've overlooked it. It doesn't mean that we're not addressing it. But sometimes we need to tweak it.
Yeah, and it's that willingness to adapt and that's willingness to change that puts a difference to your business?
Yeah, you know, we do speak about entrepreneurship, and we do speak about the importance of it, and how in today's economy, entrepreneurs have a vital role to play. But it's also not a catchphrase.
Yeah,
to be an entrepreneur means that you have to do what you need to do, and you have to see it through. I was interested the other day. I think I was watching a YouTube. Oh, it was a YouTube channel. It was a. I was watching a story on a pawn shop. You know, the pawn stars where people go in and they've got valuable items that they want to sell. And a lady arrived with a chandelier, which was essentially a KFC chandelier. It looked like, you know, the buckets, the lampshades looked like, were made literally like glass buckets. And they got to talking about the kernel.
Yeah.
And what made that particular piece so valuable, because, you know, he started out by making fried chicken for truckers. He was about 80 years old when he started doing that, or 79 or 70 something or the other.
Definitely beyond retirement.
Yeah, definitely beyond retirement. And the thing about it was that he decided that he had something good, but he couldn't produce it fast enough. And so he developed this pressure cooker way of cooking chicken, frying chicken, which became the Kentucky way of frying chicken, which is what became. But he started out, and it was then that he decided, you know, maybe I'm not in the business of making this stuff myself. Maybe I'm in the business of renting this stuff to other people to make it, you know. And so this thing built to what it is in it today. So it was a nice piece of memorabilia there. But it was interesting, the conversation that went around it. But there was a guy who did those things.
Yeah.
He did those things. And is not a bad role model. Don't like a chicken, but I mean. Anyway, so there we go. Thank you, Steve. It's been great. And we're going to look at, you're going to have a guest in 2 weeks' time?
Correct.
Okay. And do we know who that is yet?
I'm hoping that it's going to be Mona Lisa. The lady.
It's serious. It is Mona Lisa.
Yeah, not the Mona Lisa that looks at you with this mysterious smile from that famous painting, but a lovely lady, nevertheless, who's got a very disarming smile, but a wonderful story to tell of her journey assisting, helping entrepreneurs.
I look forward to that. All right, folks, if you have come up with any suggestions, are you welcome to WhatsApp 072-447-8044. The one that has been the one for
financing.
So there we go. Now, this is what you didn't hear earlier on. Watch this.
That was the Entrepreneur Zone with Steve Reed on Zone Radio.
Steve, we'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
Thanks so much, Richard. I loved it. What a voiceover.